podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
All right, the Reds, it is the preview show, and it's a preview show with a big difference in that we are not talking about Liverpool for once. Instead, we are talking about the mighty Marine, Crosby's finest, which if you don't know where Crosby is, just north of Liverpool. Everyone on this call, everyone on this podcast and video has a love for Marine, including me. We've also got Matty Lachlan Day and Jordan Doyle, who both regularly go to Marine. Both got season tickets, is that right, boys? Yeah. And also put together a blog called Forza Marine, which I nearly got wrong before. A big thanks first of all as well to Budweiser, who are making this happen, by the way. They've sent the boys some beers there. If you're watching on video, not a great one for audio. They've also sent me this machine, which is absolutely unbelievable. So you should be able to see it. There should be a cutaway you can see it on the video. On the audio, you just have to take me word for it. But it's a Phillips Perfect Draft with a keg of Budweiser. Now, Jordan's looking at me wondering why I'm not having a pint. What did I explain to Matty? What I didn't realise, mate, is you've got to cool the keg for 15 hours. So currently the beer in this machine is 17 degrees, which I don't feel it's right for me to have my first ever perfect draft pint at 17 degrees. I'm going to wait.
Redden and Leeds festival temperature.
That's what I mean. I'm going to hang on to have a go on the post-match pint, because we're also doing one of those on Sunday after the game between Marine and Spurs, which again will be in association with Budweiser and a game we are really excited about. But I want to introduce you to these two fellas first, then these two handsome men. Again, that does not work on audio, sorry. But we've got Jordan Doyle. Jordan works on that Forza Marine blog, like I said, goes to game. And Jordan, let's start off with you. I mean, I feel like games like this and times like this where people are going to tune in on Sunday, they're almost getting a bit of an eye into a totally different world, because that's what non-league footy is, isn't it? It's not the razzmatazz of the Premier League.
No, it's not. It's been a mad couple of weeks, well, a couple of months now, since we got the Chester game. It's compared to going to Anfield. It's slightly different. Everything's a little bit smaller, a little stranger. I don't know where to start. It's the character. All I can think of is first thing that springs to mind: the characters.
Yeah.
Obviously, Anfield's gonna have its characters, but because there's so many people there, they probably don't get noticed as much. But these characters are at Marine.
Yeah, you're very much aware of it, aren't you? At Marine, I mean, yes. You know, I went along to do some Anfield Rap stuff before the Haventon Waterloo game. I spoke to Dave Raven, and I could see people helping out and, you know, sorting out the pitch and the fences. And there was Barry Lenton painting one of the fences. And I thought, Barry Lenton is still here. Barry Lenton is still going to Marine games, because he was going to Marine games all those years ago when I was reporting on Marine for the mighty Crosby Herald. Matty, as well, I mean, you know, following Marine order ordinarily, home and away and all the rest of it, like you have been doing, is a bit of a crusade, a bit of a mission, and as Jordan's already pointed out, very, very different. So how does it feel then to have Spurs coming to town, to have Jose Mourinho coming to town?
It's surreal. I'm in a band of shipbuilders, and one of the lads, the bassist, Jack, doesn't really follow footy, so he was like, what's kind of the deal, why is it such a big thing? And I was trying to say, well, imagine like tomorrow we got the call to say, right, you're headlining the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. It's like that much of a sudden transition into, as you said earlier, another world, isn't it? I mean, Jose Mourinho in the Marine Travel Arena, that's, you can't write that. That's fantastic, isn't it?
It's absolutely amazing. And honestly, it's proper fairy tale stuff. And I think I said before, Jordan, this is the, you know, we always hear David and Goliath, and we always hear the coverage where they say, and they've got a bin man in the side, and they've got this, and they've got that. And Marine have, by the way. But it's the biggest gap between two sides at this stage of the FA Cup ever. I mean, that is a mad stat. It's a team that was top of the Premier League when the draw was made against a team from level 8 of the Pyramid. I mean, that is wild, isn't it?
I think at the time of the draw, I knew that was, I think it was like that was the biggest gap at the time. I didn't know until a couple of days ago. It's literally like the biggest gap, I think, in FA Cup history.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. I know they got close about 1992, 93, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I think they did a beat Crewe. I think Crewe, they would have played Blackburn, Kenny Dalglish's Blackburn in the third round, and that would have been obviously on a similar level, but this is just, it's something else. I can't wait to see, for those who've been to the Marine Travel Arena and will see it on Sunday, the idea of seeing Mourinho with those terraced houses, well, actually not terraced houses, they're semi-detached, I think, but just those houses behind them, those people in the garden, there'll be someone right there behind them, like giving them, probably, hopefully giving them a bit of abuse and that, but...
Well, I've got a spoiler for that, you know. I mean, we'll see if this happens, by the way, but I certainly know it was the intention. I don't know which house. Just someone reached out to me a while ago and just said, you know, I was doing a few tweets about Marine and saying how made up I was that they'd got to this stage and all the rest of it. And I got a message of someone saying that there was a woman who was featured making a roast dinner on the on the BT Sport coverage of the Havant game, and apparently this was his daughter, and so he was saying, and he was a big Red this fella, and so where that is roughly, I think, round about Mourinho's dugout. So the plan is that they're going to have a flag stroke banner in the garden, especially made for Mourinho. And it could maybe refer to the Luis Garcia goal. I don't know. We shall see.
Brilliant.
But everything about this, Matty, is brilliant, isn't it? I mean, it's the game itself. It's the romance. It's the story during these times as well, isn't it, mate? I mean, it's just... I think even people who aren't bothered about non-league or Marine are jumping on this and loving a bit of it.
Absolutely. It feels like a Christmas special, the Rent of the Rejects or something. You know? like the idea of the Tottenham team bus parking outside the Edinburgh pub. You know, it's brilliant. It is. It's kind of pinch yourself stuff. You know, every season you think, oh, what do we want this season? Let's get a good cup run. And you think... A good cup run might be, I don't know, MK Dons away or something, or, you know, to get Spurs at home. It's like beyond you.
Yeah.
You know, beyond your wildest, isn't it?
Yeah, we were excited about, like, we were happy with Colchester.
Yeah.
That was enough for us, but yeah, Colchester and that league club, but totally different ball game this now, Tottenham.
I mean, and what you're saying there, Jordan, as well, is important to stress. Like, so obviously everyone's jumping on this current story and looking forward to watching it on Sunday, 5 o'clock, BBC One, prime spot and all the rest of it. But the journey to now has been unbelievable, hasn't it? And I believe there was a bit of a mad decision which could have gone against Marine very early on and could have ended it all.
The first qualifier against Barnold, they were 3 minutes from going out.
Wow.
We were getting beat 1-0 with 3 minutes to go, and I can't remember if it was the second or the winner. I can't believe it was the equaliser or the winner, but it didn't go over the line, and the line's been given, and they've seen it since. It definitely didn't go over the line, so that's completely that first game changed the whole look of the whole of Marine season in, you know, beyond this Tottenham game.
Yeah,
like the amount of money that they have made so far and they're gonna make. They've obviously lost a little bit now with it going behind closed doors, but there's been a lot of like fundraising and stuff like that to kind of make that up, which has been amazing. But it just shows the, you know, fine margins, that one decision by the linesman's just set off on a whole new trajectory, really.
And let's not forget, you know, we were there, weren't we, Joe? We got relegated the other, you know, well, last season was scrap, but the season before, we got relegated, you know, first time in the club's history.
Yeah.
That was a miserable away trip to Farsley Celtic.
Talk about turning
it round. First relegation in 124 years, and now you're playing Spurs at home in the third round of the cup.
Yeah,
and you both know as well, Matty, that, you know, at this level, you know, it's always huge, isn't it? The FA Cup, it gets talked down at the very top level. You know, two Premier League sides can play each other, and they'll stick reserves out and things like that, but. If you're a non-league follower, if you're a Marine fan, the FA Cup is very, very special from that first qualifying round, isn't it? And Marine's story has just been amazing all the way through. They've knocked out a series of sides, haven't they, that have been above them in the leagues, including, as Jordan mentioned, Colchester League too.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the first one of the first kind of fixtures you look for, type of thing. When's the FA Cup qualifier? And as I said earlier, you hope to get someone like, I don't know, maybe Tranmere or a push. But you know what I liked after the Havant game when they were interviewing Cummins, and the interviewers were asking, who do you want to get? You're a Liverpoolian. Who do you want to get? Do you want to get Liverpool, Everton? And he was like, no, I want to get someone we can beat. You think he's right? He wants to get to the fourth round.
It's tremendous. I mean, the attitude of the Marine players, Jordan, has been great all the way through. And I think as well, you can end up sort of as though you're like patting them on the head a little bit and going, oh, well done. Yeah. But I mean, it's not that, is it? Because I mean, I watched the Colchester game on the iPlayer, like many other people did, including probably yourselves. And they deserved that, and they could have won it in normal time. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't like they were played off the par. They were organised. They did really well. Dave Raven, who we interviewed on the app, was brilliant. I thought at the back, and you know, they've played some really good stuff together, haven't they?
They've been. It's a credit to Neil Young. I think, and the players have said this like a post match for a couple of the games now. Their preparation beforehand has been like second to none. Neil Young's had a game plan. They stuck to it. You mentioned Dave Raven before. Raven, Miley at the back have been superb at the back. Raven's been unbelievable for us. And like you say, like about patronising them, saying, oh, you're well done and all that. It's like Raven's 35, something like that. He's like same age as well. He's a bit young. He's 35, yeah. Like this is his last chance. He probably never thought he was going to have games like this again. Mm-hmm. Probably, well, since... Was he playing for Inverness, didn't he? Like, I think he missed out on a cup final because of suspension or injury or something like that.
Yeah, but he scored in the semi. He scored in the semi.
Yeah,
to knock Celtic out, yeah.
And he was close. He got booked. He got booked in a game. I can't remember if it was the Havant game or a league game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I've seen this.
And he was due to miss. If they hadn't played any more games till today, would have missed it. And that would have been absolutely gone. But we got to play City Liverpool at Boxing Day. And I think that's worked out way. That counted towards a suspension. Go on.
Sorry, Jordan. I'm sorry, go ahead, mate.
No, go ahead, Matt. You're right, but
I was just going to say, I think that's a wider point as well, though, the patronising, you know, oh, well done. Because if I'm being honest, that's the reality of that is what got me back to my second Marine game. Because you go down the first time, oh, you know, I'm an Evertonian and Everton weren't playing, so I thought, oh, I'll go down and watch Marine. And thinking, if I'm being honest, oh, it'll be a bit of a kick about Sunday league-ish. And you know, instantly you go, okay, the quality, it's clearly, there's a step above like what you were expecting, you know, a bit of a almost patronising point of view, oh, it's going to be another crap. But it's not. The quality of football, generally, from, you know, that level, it's and I know when I bring mates along, that's a common response. So, bloody hell, it's actually a decent game of footy to watch this.
Well, on the Budweiser thing, we've got to mention this because it is superb, this, and I'm not just saying it because Budweiser are making this happen. I love this. So everyone will have seen, and it became a sort of national story that after Marine got to where they got to and they knocked out Havant, the keeper goes wandering out to the collar, gets himself some ale, still wearing the full goalie kit, wearing his socks, wearing his flip-flops, just go, aye, mate, just knock them out the FA Cup, yeah, can they have 24 beers or whatever? And it was captured on camera, and then it went viral, it went everywhere, it was in the papers and all kinds. What Budweiser have done, which I absolutely love, it's a fantastic idea, is they've presented a fridge full of Budweiser to the club, to the goalie, to the manager, etc., etc. It's there, it's ready to go. So if they do the impossible, Matty, and they knock Spurs out, he only has to wander over to the fridge now. He doesn't have to go outside.
Is it screw cap though? They got the screw caps.
I'm not sure, mate.
After that, remember a bottle
opener? I know, yeah. Has anyone got a bottle opener? But it's in general, and it's got touched on already, the sort of the good feeling for Marine around this has been brilliant as well, hasn't it? So, you know, Jamie Carragher sponsored the match. I think you mentioned before, Jordan, the Athletic have come in, JD Sports, what was the milk one as well?
Yeah, the Cravendale,
Budweiser, obviously. Yeah. You know, and it goes on, and obviously it's on the telly as well, which is absolutely brilliant. It was on BT Sport the round before, the iPlayer for the Colchester game. Mm. I mean, all of this is... It's pinch yourself stuff for a non-league fan, isn't it? Because, you know, I used to go to Knowsley United many moons ago. They don't even exist anymore. But they did make it onto Match of the Day once. And they had a little FA Cup run. but they had to switch their game to Goodison Park. So it's the only time I've been to Goodison Park as a home fan and you know, supported the home side. If you like, they got beat 4-1 by Carlisle, like, but no. I was buzzing to go to that, and it, you know, it was as good as anything to go to that. And this has got this feel, hasn't it? It's special. It's magic.
Yeah, because there was talk, wasn't there, of it being played at Anfield at one point, where it looked like we could still go the game. And you know, it's good. You know, I'm sure for the players that'll be fantastic. But from like our point of view, we were saying, "Wait, me Jordan, nah, it's gotta be."
It would have been another advantage for Tottenham amongst all the other advantages that Tottenham already have over us, playing on a bigger pitch and things like that.
I mean,
the buzz is unbelievable. People who are, you know, messaging you all the time about it, getting excited about watching it. Everyone I know is going to be watching it. My nan's going to be watching it, stuff like that. But it, you know, there's always that little bit. It's like, we can't be there. Not being there is a real sickener. But you sort of come around the corner.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a last minute sort of kicking the teeth. I think everyone kind of did sort of suspect this is probably going to end up being behind closed doors. So it wasn't it wasn't a massive surprise. So there's always that bit about not being able to be there. But the idea that, like, there's going to be I've got cousins in Canada. It's going to be on the telly there and that, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, I'm already ready to go. I'll be watching it and stuff like that. I mean, never get a chance to watch Marine on national TV like that. Can't wait, it's
already here, isn't it, Matty, in a way, and that, like, you know, there's already a big piece on the BBC about you know, that all the sort of the big newspapers are planning big pieces for the weekend. I know that because some of them have reached out to us for a little bit to help and stuff, so, and we tried to steer them in the right direction, so there's loads going on, and all of a sudden, you know, the name Marine is on people's lips. And I think what people don't realise as well is, and you know, you'll be both more than aware of it, is how hard it is to keep a club like that running, and how much this money will keep them running for years, won't it?
Oh yeah, which I think is why it was so galling, because I know when it was announced no fans, I don't know who, but our sponsor pulled out, and you think that's like, oh, that's taking bread off the table right there and then. So I mean, it's lucrative, isn't it? You know, I know that's a word that gets thrown about in football, but this, you know, contextually, this is lucrative. You know, this is ridiculous, isn't it?
I mean, Jordan, we should do the actual footy a little bit, because, I mean, there'll be plenty of people listening and watching who will sit down on Sunday and watch this, and they won't have a clue who anyone is who plays for Marine. They might, if they're Liverpool fans, they might know who Dave Raven is, obviously, because he turned out for the Reds.
Yeah.
But beyond that, they're probably struggling. Tell us a bit about some of the players, because I know what it's like as well when you go regularly. You, the same fondness that you would have for, I don't know, Gini Wijnaldum or whatever when you're watching the Reds, you develop that fondness for players for Marine, don't you? It's just that they're not household names. So tell us about some of the characters at Marine that you love.
I think the main star for Marine last couple of seasons has been Niall Cummins. The veteran, he's the club captain. He came in about a year and a half ago, wasn't it, Matt, I think? Or he's done two seasons with us now. Like, he come on loan at first and he bagged a load of goals. I think he had a knee injury and his previous club let him go. It might have been Shirley, I can't remember. And he made an instant impact. We got him and then we signed him, and he's been the club captain ever since. And Marine have been, like, as far as I've been going to see them, like, last 5 years or so, they've always had that striker that's kind of rescued them. Like, we had Danny Mitchell before him. It was like, getting 20 plus goals a season, which pretty much kept us up for the last couple of seasons until we went down, obviously. And then Niall Cummins has come in, and you can just count on him scoring. They had Mo Torre, who was on loan from Salford City, played every game, pretty much, definitely every game of the qualifiers. He got recalled like a month ago, and he can't play for us now. That's going to be absolutely
good. I think he's good at money.
I think, yeah, he's brilliant. I think he played for the Wales under 23s on the Friday night, travelled back, didn't have any, had a little like 2 hours kip, and then played for Marina, scored a hat trick or something like that. I think they're trying to get it sorted, but I don't think it's going to happen by the sound of things. Neil Kenny. Up front, he's been brilliant. I'm trying to think who else we've got now. They've all gone. Josh Hamani, I think he played for Accrington for a little bit. He scored. He's been brilliant. His free kick, I think he scored 6 free kicks this season, the exact same free kick just outside the area and that bend. He's been brilliant. Miley, I've mentioned before, Miley and Raven at the back especially have been absolutely rock solid. I think they've, Raven's obviously been mentioned a couple of times beyond this show and that, but Miley's, his partner at the back, Miley's been absolutely superb. They're just solid. They all talk to each other. It's not just like lump it up to the big man all the time. Yeah. They try and play good football. It's paid off, obviously.
And we've got to mention the manager as well, haven't we, Matty?
Yeah. God, yeah. It's a breath of fresh air, really. It's a very different style, because previously under previous managers, it was who's your man up front, say Danny Mitchell, and it was just route one, just bang, bang, bang.
Fight for it, yeah.
Yeah, and it worked for a bit, but then other clubs got onto it and everyone knew, like, that's what they're going to do, and it was terrible. It's enjoyable to watch again, which is great. I think the Jordan will back me up on this, though. The greatest player hardly ever gets a game, though, does he?
Oh, Mendes.
Germano Mendes, the reserve goalkeeper. He's an international, but it's gone right with me. Who's he international for, George?
Guinea-Bissau. Is it?
Right, yeah. And he's been the reserve keeper for about 3 or 4 years. You'd swear he was the coach at times. He's the one on the touchline screaming, and he's the one. We played Atherton Comedies in one of the cups about 3 seasons ago, and we won. I think we won 5-0. And at 5-0, there was a loads of like young Marine fans, and they were doing a conga around the pitch, and we were like, "Oh, well, in lads," and they passed us. He got round the other side. And before you know it, you're looking at it, and there's Mendes and leading the conga.
Amazing, absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I mean, the other thing with this, then, Jordan, we talked a little bit about Marine and what it means to Marine and all the rest of it, the support of all the sponsors and all the rest of it. But what about Spurs? I mean, if you look at this game sort of in your mind's eye and think about Son and Kane and stuff running around on College Road, how does it look? How do you imagine this unfolding?
How do I imagine it unfolding? Have you seen that bit in The Simpsons where he's the kid's going, "Stop, stop, he's already dead"? me brain says that. But if I'm being romantic about it, we get a last minute equaliser. And is there replay? Are we still doing replays?
Just going to pens, I think, isn't it?
It's straight to pens.
Check, I think, and so.
Then we went on pens. Cummins in the last minute equaliser. Mendes comes off the bench, yeah, for the corner. Why not? But yeah, I've got a bet on, like, but not pay me mortgage, I think, if it comes off, to be honest. But realistically, I think, it's been a wild ride. 7 games already played. It's Tottenham, lads. That's what you should say at half time, lads. It's Tottenham. See what happens.
Yeah, seem to be a bit Spursy. What about you, Matty? Have you been imagining it before you close your eyes at night?
I mean, if it's down to single figures, that's as good as a victory, isn't it? I mean, now you do. James Joyce had that at the back post in the 89th. That's what. It's not what I reckon. It's what I want.
Yeah. And with Mourinho, Matty, I'm sure something will be done with those headlines, by the way, over the weekend. with Mourinho, Matty, unfortunately for everyone involved at Mourinho, he tends to take these things incredibly serious and looks into it in real depth. And, they went to Tranmere, didn't they, not so long back, and absolutely tonked them. I think we all did the thing where you thought, ooh, might be tough over there, and it's not the pitch that they're used to, and all of the things you'll be saying to yourself about this. But then they just went over there and really got the job done. But there's a story kicking around about Mourinho, and I'm intrigued to see if he does it at the weekend when he plays sides that are way down the leagues in cups and stuff like that. I don't know if you've seen the Spurs documentary. It's quite weird in that there's quite a few bits where you're like, is Mourinho sound? But this is another part of the "is the Mourinho sound" thing. Apparently, he has these huge dossiers made on the opposition and has scouts watching them and all of that kind of gear. And he'll make the point of going to find the manager afterwards, and he will give them that and just say, you know, listen, there could be stuff in there that's helpful for you and things like that.
Good.
I mean, that in itself's great, isn't it? I mean, imagine Neil Young will have that on his mantelpiece, won't he?
Yeah.
Well, I think Neil Young will do it to him. Give him a dossier.
I mean, you joke about that, Jordan, but Dave Raven, one of the things he was talking about was, in one of the previous games, he was saying the manager did something really clever where he'd noticed one of the centre-halves in the opposition was sort of key in getting them out. He was a bit of a ball player. And so he said to one of the forwards for Marine, you're essentially man-marking him. And he was like, what? And he went, you man-mark him? He was like, because that's where everything starts. And so they did it. And it really disrupted them. And he sort of didn't know what to do. And Dave talked about that, saying, you know, that's so clever. And he said, you know, Neil, he thinks, could be a manager much further up the leagues, but it suits him to do what he's doing. He's got a job. He's probably settled and all the rest of it. Yeah. Obviously, the higher you go up, you're binned if you lose three games, five games or whatever. But, you know, stuff like that as well, that's got to be in your head going, are you saying there's a chance?
That's why I think he's been so successful at Marine so far. I mean, I know he come in halfway through the season. It was a bit too late by then. We went down.
Yeah.
But since then, he's used that as like a right clean slate. Let's start again. And it's thing little attention to detail like that that's been a success. That's why he's been a success so far. That's why I'm surprised that they've just given him a contract. He was on a month-by-month contract until like a month ago. And that's why they've signed him for another year and a half.
Yeah.
All I can see, he's been superb so far. I haven't got a bad word to say about Neil Young. I mean, since I started going to Marine, the manager we've had, when they brought them in, seemed like the right manager. Yeah. It just hasn't worked out for whatever reason. But since he's come in, it's just a totally different ball game now. Twice I've said different ball game.
I like the idea, Matty, as well, like that everywhere is sort of getting a little bit of a polish. Do you know what I mean? So, like I mentioned before, Barry, you know, they're painting the fences along with other people. And
no, he does that anyway.
I just love doing that. But you know, there's an interview on the BBC about all the prep and stuff. And I think obviously someone from the BBC's gone down there and had a bit of a look around, you know, because obviously they're commentating on the game and stuff at the weekend. And the chairman said to them, like, oh, yeah, we're going to clean that carpet. And you know what I mean? I love that idea. Like, all of a sudden, right, come on, let's get a chip shape. Do you know what I mean?
Gents had their flowers in vases the other week.
I went to the toilet when they got drawn against Tottenham, I think it was. All the toilets had, like, vases with flowers in and stuff. And I was like... Yeah.
Wow!
Someone's playing Tottenham in a few weeks.
Oh, I love all that. Well, listen, nice one, boys. This has been a lovely chat about what will be a brilliant game at the weekend, whatever way it goes. And we are going to have a drink of Budweiser and watch it. And we are going to have another drink of Budweiser afterwards and discuss it.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens, we're all really looking forward to it. There is a buzz around the city. There is a buzz around Crosby. Everyone is really, really looking forward to it. I hope you all are too. Do tune in and support them from your armchair, obviously. But, you know, if this happens, dare to dream and all that, if this happens, this is one of the biggest stories in football of all time.
Yeah,
so you've got to tune in for that reason alone. Hopefully as well, you've enjoyed meeting the boys and listening to the boys. They will be involved as well with the post-match pint on Sunday. So tune in for that. Look out for that on the Anfield Wrap. And that has been the preview show. Sports Social Podcast Network.